stories, ideas, music. 2SER 107.3.
2SER Breakfast.
Well, just last week, the Australian Bicycle Council released the results of its 2017 National Cycling Participation Survey. And let's be honest, the results were, at first blush, a mixed bag for cycling advocates. Now, participation numbers in New South Wales have fallen since 2015, but some good news is that cycling is on the rise in Sydney's inner suburbs, where, of course, bike lanes are actually spreading. And it's been a big, big news week for cycling because, in other news, a dockless bike share system could be just around the corner in Sydney, offering cheap, convenient travel with the use of a smartphone app. Give us a bit of an insider perspective on the latest Sydney cycling news is President of Bike Sydney, David Barella. Dave, thanks for joining us once more.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Now, let's look at those cycling survey results. So a drop across New South Wales, but growth in the inner city tells me, from my uneducated perspective, that bike lanes work.
You're on the money. So the punchline is that you build the infrastructure and they come. We've all heard that before. But here's yet more proof in the relentless stream of proof around the world. So the bigger story is the unfortunate one of the drop-off in participation. It's worth people knowing really quickly. It's the national survey about participation really asked two questions. Did you ride in the last week and have you ridden in the last year? Why this is particularly relevant is because it's probably one of the best insights into those people on the cusp, on the fringe, and that is those people who are just starting to ride or would ride rather than the people like me, for example, that are habituated to ride all the time. So it's a great insight into that sort of fringe or that outer fringe of people who are just starting to ride or would ride. And there's been a massive drop-off in New South Wales. So it's a real story. It's just proof indisputable about the relationship between if you build safe cycleways and other supporting messaging, that works, and when you don't do that, and in fact, let's be blunt, when you work against that and you rip out cycleways such as the College Street cycleway, increase rider fines as has happened in the last 18 months, and significantly fivefold, such that the police are then prosecuting riders, and on top of that, there's negative messaging coming out from the government about cycling, you see what the effect that is. And in rough terms, the participation survey shows a drop-off in all of New South Wales by around a third, 33% in rough terms, in those numbers over the last 2 years. So that's a massive drop-off. But as you say, a little light at the end of the tunnel is that in the central Sydney area, effectively where your locus is and where your listeners are based, there's been an increase by about half of the numbers over that time. And as you've picked rightly, lo and behold, where there's positive messaging and cycleways and free courses and a real encouragement, people are taking it up. And one more thing, Nick, when you dive a little bit deeper into the story, it's the cohort of women in particular that are dropping off in these numbers. That's the super sad story in this. That's women, the elderly, families, kids. They're sort of target markets to try and bring on into cycling, and they're the ones that are dropping off the most.
Why do you think there's been that gender divide? That one really intrigued me.
Probably the messaging aspect. So again, bear in mind that whilst not strictly true, this is a good insight again into those who are sitting on the fringe of the habit, if you like. Yes, I've picked up my bike once or twice and maybe with the kids or to do a local trip, but when all this negativity comes out and all the fines, not just so don't forget, over $1 million in fines have been raised in the last year or so since the fines were raised for the anti-cycling fines were introduced.
A million?
That's a real revenue raiser for the police and for the government.
That is a lot of money.
Oh, it is. And in fact, don't ever forget, although he did give his valedictory speech in Parliament last week, the former Roads Minister, Duncan Gay, made a real point of, at the time of releasing this increase in fines, saying it was not about revenue raising. It's precisely about that. And so one of the future needs is to just drop those fines. We need a new political party, whoever comes in next, to drop those fines. But this goes to, in particular, the bad messaging that gets out there and spooks a lot of tenuous riders.
Now, last time when we chatted back in about March, you mentioned that a bike share scheme was, I think, inevitable for Sydney was your exact terminology. A bit of news on that front now, isn't there?
Lo and behold, and not even I knew this at the time, I must say, but lo and behold, not less than next month will we have introduced a dockless bike share scheme. So that is where you don't have to return the bike to the place you got it from, because it's GPS enabled. You'll be just able to leave it, hopefully in dedicated spots for bicycles, but you'll leave it wherever you arrive to. You don't have to return it to base. And that's starting next month, lo and behold. And the aim of this company, and by the way, there's a few companies that were bidding to supply this service, but the one that's that they're going with in the centre of Sydney is aiming to introduce about 60 to 100, in fact, over 100 bikes when they first start. And by the end of the year, 6,000 bikes around Sydney. So it's going to take off. We're ill-prepared, and we've got lots of catch-up to do because it's just going to bring on a lot of tourists in particular, a lot of people who don't have helmets, a lot of people who don't know their way around. And we should have by now had a system that sort of takes care of them and just guides them around our beautiful city. So there's a real challenge ahead, but yes, even in spite of everything else, cycling persists, prevails. Of course, it was always going to happen.
I was a bit worried that we weren't ready for a bike share scheme just yet.
And we're not, to be honest. But isn't it interesting that the commercial imperative, so these will be paid for, they're roughly aiming for about $1.99 for half an hour hire.
Wow.
Details probably to be worked out. But isn't it interesting that even aside from all the advocacy and, you know, livability and city-making considerations, commercial companies are coming in to see that it's viable. So it's just being driven by the business interest because they will sell advertising and make revenue and so on. And you're absolutely right. We're not ready because we don't yet, and we're calling on the ministers and the premier to make a response about bike share, where they can park, where they can go, cycleways. And the big one, of course, is our mandatory helmet law.
Mm.
Always a volatile discussion. But something needs to be done about that because that's going to be, it's been a deterrent for the success of a lot of bike shares around Australia and a few other places, not many, but a few other places around the world.
Do you think that if there is a lot of kind of money behind this, we might see a bit of movement politically just out of the pressure?
No, spot on. It's and in fact, we've been plying this line for a long time. As is, it's paralleled in development. That is in big in you know the development craze that we're under in New South Wales at the moment. leaving judgment of that aside, that's where all the drive is, all the political will, and all the direction for our economy. If business speaks, then politicians will listen. It ought not to be that way, but that inevitably is what's going to happen. So you're absolutely right, Nick. If, and it's a bit of an if, this thing is successful, if the bike share is successful, it has a few challenges, as I've outlined, then, you know, other things will come into play. But it's sad that it has to be driven by business because, of course, that will skew the direction and success in the near term. So we should be better prepared.
Dave, we will have to leave it there, but it is always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for your time.
Anytime, Nick. Good chatting.
Good chatting to you too. That was Dave Barella. He's from Bike Sydney, giving us, a much-needed update to what's happening in cycling news around this beautiful, beautiful city.